see them bumper to bumper on the highway. You hear them yelling, breaker 19. They only stop to buy what they call pop, and they pump out the sewer line. Decals on the window tell you where they've been. Their bumper tells you where they're bound. Pull into KOA and hit the hay, and their feet never touch the ground. They got their OCB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan, and a Galdern Winnebago.
Well, I was very tickled to run into you today, because I really wanted to get you in here to talk just a little bit about the uniqueness of this CD. And how did you become the producer of Walk Proud, My Son? What's the story behind that?
I've been playing guitar with Don since 71, and I was a student at the university. He knew that I had a musical background. I had a good broadcast engineering background. I was very technically oriented. And after hearing Don's song Vita Chuco and some of his older songs, Belita Sam, Dirty Dan, The Bicycle Man, I heard someone that was expressing a voice that I really felt inspired to do something about, to help him take that voice and share it with a lot of other people. We borrowed an Ampex 601 and brought it over to his house and started recording and setting up mics and bringing people in and starting assembling all the pieces. As we put all the pieces together, I explained to him how I would do it and what I would do. And I explained to him that the reason why it's very difficult for an artist to put an album together is that somewhere what you're trying to capture is art. And what you lose in producing an album is the art, because you become business, because you have to account for things, you have to create a product, you have to worry about the artwork and the graphics and who's going to line up the musicians, are the releases written, and what's going to be the arrangement, who's going to play what, and who's going to make that decision. And when you're inviting all these people in, how can you actually invite somebody in and then try to tell them what to play? So, and we pressed 1,000 copies. I mastered it at Randy Kling's in RCA Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. And we mixed it with Ray Valla on a four-track reel-to-reel. It had to be done Grand Ole Opry style. I tried isolating Don, and the term reflects that everybody plays at the same time. It's like a one-take experience. We had like 9 people in a studio, only a little bit bigger than the room we're in now, like a 12-by-12 studio with like 9 people in it. Try not to step on each other, try not to bleed over into the other microphones, and not let the energy die. Try to hold the album together. But we had a really good time making it. It was really good energy. And the main thing is that Don means everything he's saying, and you can absolutely hear it in his voice.
While I'm in this world, no matter where I roam, I'll always be going back to my Cherokee mountain home, 'cause Sally died for me many years ago. And I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know. In 1838, the Trail of Tears began. They'd move the Cherokee to Oklahoma, every woman and every man. But Solly wouldn't go. He vowed that he would stay. And when the soldiers came for him, he blew their lives away. But the soldiers promised him, if he'd pay for what he'd done, they'd move who they could to Oklahoma and leave the rest alone. So Solly and his sons stood in front of the soldiers' guns and gave their lives that day so the rest of us could stay. And while I'm in this world, no matter where I roam, I'll always be going back to my Cherokee mountain home, 'cause Solly died for me many years ago. And I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know. While I'm in this world, no matter where I roam, I'll always be going back to my Cherokee mountain home, 'cause Solly died for me many years ago. And I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know. I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know.
Yes, he always had a point. There's no fluff. So even in the most frivolous of his songs, he's trying to say something. In fact, it took me a long time to understand Wild Birds. Because when I first heard the song, it bothered me, you know, that, well, I guess I did you dirty, didn't mean to do you wrong. When I went off and left you in that big house all alone, I just called to say, I hope you'd understand when I explained that the wild birds flew by me calling my name. I was like, what do you mean? Where's responsibility? We need some responsibility in this world. And it took me a long time to understand what he was saying in that song. And
what was he saying?
For me, the message of the song is that he is trying to seek his identity, his own awareness, his own knowledge of who he is, and find peace, because every verse in that song talks about the peace that he's found. So it's a love song. It's about tying back to his love. He's not saying that he doesn't love somebody.
Well, I guess I done you dirty. I didn't mean to do you wrong. When I went off and left you in that big house all alone, I just called to say I hope you'd understand when I explain that the wild birds flew by me a-calling my name. They said, come on, go with us, leave the cities behind. We'll go out on some mountain and just see what we can find. We'll find a lake in Minnesota, a cornfield in Maine, a desert in old Nevada where we can live life again. Now God knows I loved you, I wanted to stay, and I'd still be there with you if the wild birds had stayed away. But I heard them calling, saying to me, let's go west and see if wild Mustangs are free. Guess I ought not to be a calling, but I thought you'd like to know. I found some clean air and water in the mountains of Idaho. I found some woodlands in Oregon where the sky is still blue. And there's two bear cubs in Dakota sending their love to you. So if I did you dirty, I didn't mean to do you wrong. When I went off and left you in that big house all alone, I just called to say I hope you'd understand when I explain that the wild birds flew by me a-calling my name.
He laid out, 25 or 30 songs that he had written and went through them. And we discussed that an album has to be content and product. It has to make a statement on its own. And I also talked to him about the fact that it might be the only one he did. Of course, he did much more since that time. But if this was the only one he was going to do, make sure what he wanted. And the first thing he said is, Walk Proud, My Son, had to go on the album. That was the most important thing to him. And then, of course, Vita Chuco, and that was the most important thing, and Solly. And then the wit of Don Grooms with Winnebago's, his commentary on Florida tourism, which I think is quite poignant. It was another experience of his. And Hills of Caroline, which is his indictment of land developers in both Florida and Carolina. So he includes in his songs, humorous songs, dramatic songs, historical songs, the same sort of message of self-identity and retaining his identity and his self-awareness and who are you and who am I, and is able to communicate that through all these different... I think that's the central message of the album, is it's about individualism and identity and don't waste time and look at what your needs have done in Vita Chuco with 400 years of Florida history done out here in Payne's Prairie with the greed of Hernando de Soto and the United States military expansionism with Dan Noonan. And what it really means, what really went down, what really went on. So he gets a nice clean look at history at the same time.
One of the things that Don expressed to me in one of the last interviews I ever did with him in March of 97, and we were talking about Will McLean doing a tribute to Will and the Will McLean Festival, and we got to talking about one of the songs he was most proud of, Vita Chuco, that Will had inspired him to write. So he did it for me, but he said, you got to hear it with the harmonica. Let me get you one of the tapes. And he sent it home with me, and it was beautiful. I wondered if you could tell me anything about the story of Will McLean doing the harmonica on Vita Chuco.
The one thing about Vita Chuco was, I think, is the pivotal song on the CD. It has the most message. It's the most poignant for the region. And Will thought that we were doing pretty much a back porch sort of recording. So he came over to Don's house, and we had some microphones set up and a half-track recording machine set up, and we were rehearsing some of the musicians. And we played the song three or four times, and then Will said, okay, that was great. And I said, thank you very much. I said, that sounds very good. It'll be great when we record it at the studio. And Will thought we'd actually done it. And he looked at me and said, I've poured my soul out here. And I said, well, we're certainly looking forward to you doing it again. And we went back a week later, back to the studio, and set up to do Vita Chuco. And we tried to have everything set up for Will to come in and make sure that he was comfortable in his playing. And I tried to explain to him that we're going to do three takes of this now. We're not going to do just one. And all three have to be, you know, the very best, because with using four tracks and having a large amount of musicians, you don't have a lot of opportunities. You're trying to maximize your opportunities. And Will was completely cooperative and started playing. And the soul that he plays with, it to this day, of all the harmonica that I've worked with in recording, it is the most soulful sound I've ever heard come out of a harmonica. And speaks. It raps. It's like a light blanket on a cool night. It really comes in and raps and voices the souls of the Indians in that tune, and it speaks.
They came to the prairie searching for gold, demanding what did not exist. When Chief Vita Chuco explained there was none, De Soto put irons on his wrists. Then Chief Vita Chuco had a great feast. He told tales across the campfire about the vast riches beyond the Suwannee. Told the Spaniards to search over there. Then the Indian knives met the big Spanish swords and were broken in the battle that night. Chief Vita Chuco slashed De Soto's face, but he lost his own life in the fight. When DeSoto recovered, his rage was still high. He said, bring all those Indians to me. Then he slaughtered 1,200, laughed as they died. Then he marched on across the Suwannee. Waited, then they came back again to the prairie, and they hoped to remain. But the white men still wanted that lush prairie land, and they fought the new leader, King Payne. Colonel Dan Noonan brought troops to a lake. King Payne brought his warriors there too. He routed the soldiers, but he lost his own life. As Indians usually do. For the soldiers came back as they always return, drove the Indians off of their land. Fired 400 villages, watched them all burn. Ended the struggle, the Dachuco began. Now there are no more Indians in North Florida. There's no more land for the white man to take. There's only a prairie named for King Payne and for Colonel Dan Noonan, a lake. 400 years have gone by since that night. Vita Chuco / DeSoto's face. Now white men are living on King Payne's prairie. Sailboating on Dan Noonan's lake.
What do you think will go down as the song that will be remembered the most off this CD? Is it Walk Proud, My Son, the name of the CD?
Walk Proud, My Son is the anthem. And when you, the nice thing about the broad reach of the CD is that it has ballads, love songs, humorous songs, and an anthem. And if you're in marketing, which Don wasn't into, and if you're trying to market a product, on most albums you'll hear there'll always be that one song that everybody can get behind, and that what you call an anthem tune. And Walk Proud was written for his mother, and when we first played it, we played it slow and never picked up the tempo. But as we brought all these musicians into the studio, it was impossible to control the tempo. So the song basically leapt up from Marty playing the banjo with that clawhammer, Blue Mountain sort of misty lit log cabin sort of feel about Don's childhood and his dedication to his mother, into the repeating the message over and over, use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without.
I was born in the mountains above Cherokee, North Carolina. My mother raised 5 kids on an income of $12.50 a month. When my oldest brother's clothes got down to me, there wasn't much left, but she'd wash them, patch them, and she'd say, they're not much, son, but we didn't steal them, and nobody give them to us. So you wear them, and you walk proud. So I wrote this song for that woman, my mother, the finest woman I know.
use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. We lived away back in the hills with the bears and the whippoorwills. Closest store was 35 miles away. Though I'm now a full-grown man, when I close my eyes I can hear the words my mother used to say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Now I've got a son of my own, he's even got his own telephone. Seems like I buy him something every day. He's got everything money can buy, and it makes me want to cry, 'cause I know he'll never hear his mother say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy.
The messages in his songs are quite universal, but Don Grooms is known for the title track, Walk Proud My Son, from festivals and popular events, because it's a very infectious tune. It's very hard to get away with that and not be drawn into the tune. However, I did notice that he wrote at a later date, Tomorrow's Gonna Be a Better Day, which he has everybody singing on that. But once again, that's Don Grooms making his point. Because, of course, the verse ends, tomorrow's going to be a better day. We'll lose all our pain and our sorrow. We'll all make lots of money. We'll love each other more when life gets better tomorrow. So that's Don once again saying, no, I'm not a popular artist. I'm not here to go mass appeal. I'm here to say, this is Don Grooms. This is what I'm about. What are you about?
Thank you, thank you. The Florida Lottery is $27 million. So I went up to the S&S store there a while ago and bought a ticket. So tomorrow I come back and buy this damn place. 'Cause tomorrow's gonna be a better day. We'll lose all our pain and our sorrow. We'll all have lots of money and love each other more. When life gets better tomorrow. Some days just drag on forever, and everything seems to go wrong. But when I win the Florida lottery, you know a new life's gonna start with the dawn. Then tomorrow's gonna be a better day. We'll lose all our pain and our sorrow. We'll all have lots of money and love each other more. When life gets better tomorrow. There won't be no more poor people walking those sad streets till dawn. 'Cause when I win the Florida lottery, I'm gonna pass a whole lot of it on. Tell me what you want, 'cause tomorrow's gonna be a better day. We'll lose all our pain and our sorrow. We'll all have lots of money and love each other more. When life gets better tomorrow, you know I won't give my boss 2 weeks' notice. I probably won't even call in, but I'll agree with him when he tells me I'll never work in this town again or any other, 'cause tomorrow's gonna be a better day. We'll lose all our pain and our sorrow. We'll all have lots of money and love each other more. When life gets better tomorrow, help on Dennis. Tomorrow's gonna be a better day. We'll lose all our pain and our sorrow. We'll all have lots of money and love each other more. When life gets better tomorrow.